And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. This afternoon at the Hilliard University Art Museum, there will be a book signing for a new book just published by the UL Lafayette Press. It's called Soul Exchange, The Paintings of Dennis Paul Williams. Dennis Paul Williams will be at the Hilliard, as will Philip Gould, who photographed all of the paintings that are in the book and photographed Dennis Paul Williams in his studio. The two of them will be at the Hilliard this afternoon from 4 until 6 o'clock. They will be signing copies of Soul Exchange. Dennis Paul Williams will have paintings there as well for people to see. All are invited. It's free and open. A book signing for Dennis Paul Williams' new book called Soul Exchange, a collection of his paintings. Beautiful. Photographed by Philip Gould this evening, 4 to 6 p.m. And for more information, if you can't make it there, you can go to the UL Press website, which is ulpress.org. And Lafayette Central Park, the park at the Horse Farm, is having public forums all this week for you to share your vision of what a park could be in Central Lafayette, a 100-acre park. This evening from 6 to 8 p.m., that meeting will be at the South Regional Library, 601 Johnston Street in Lafayette. Everyone is invited. Tomorrow on Thursday from 11 to 1 p.m., there will be a forum at the Hyman Center Ballroom. And tomorrow afternoon from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Martin Luther King Center. On Friday from 12:30 to 2:30 p.m. on the UL campus in Fletcher Hall Auditorium. On Saturday from 8 a.m. to 12 at the park at the Lafayette Farmers and Artisans Market at the Horse Farm. Lots of opportunities to express your views, your visions for a park. For more information, their website is you can go to lafayette.org or lafayettecentralpark.org. The City of Lake Charles presents Louisiana Crossroads at Central School this evening. That will be at 7 o'clock. Mark Broussard, Roddy Romero, and special guests will be performing for this Louisiana Crossroads in Lake Charles. KRVS will carry the concert live starting at 7 o'clock and going until 9 o'clock. You can tune in if you can't be there, but if you'd like tickets for it, you can get tickets through cityoflakecharles.com or by calling the Arts and Humanities Council of Southwest Louisiana, or calling 491-9159, or you can get tickets at the door this evening. IPAL presents Noises Off, a fast-paced physical farce which presents nonstop humor and both onstage and backstage. That show will run October 24th through November 3rd at the S&E Theater in downtown New Iberia. So it opens this Thursday. Tickets are available by calling the theater, which is in New Iberia. That's 364-6114. And if you happen to be heading to New Orleans or you know someone who lives there, the new Louisiana Poet Laureate, Ava Leavell Heyman, will be giving her inaugural reading this Thursday, October 24th at 6 o'clock in New Orleans at the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities at their Humanities Center. It's free and open to everyone, 6 o'clock on Thursday. The Bach Lunch Series continues this Friday with a performance by the Yvette Landry Band. She'll be performing from noon until 1 o'clock in Parc Sanssouci. All are invited. At UL Lafayette, the School of Music presents nationally acclaimed trumpeter Farez Whitted this Friday, 7:30 in Angel Hall. Farez will be performing with UL Jazz Combo 1 and the Jazz Ensemble, and the performance will include tunes by the Afro Bop Alliance, Count Basie, Doc Severinsen, Bob Florence, and many more. It's a free concert open to everyone. This Friday, great jazz by jazz trumpeter Farez Whitted in Angel Hall. The Teen Acadia Players present Dr. Frankenstrudel's Lemon Fresh Laboratory of Horrors at the Acadia Parish Center for the Arts in Crowley. It opens on Friday and runs through October 30th. Tickets will be available at the door. The SMART Festival, the Science Meets Art Festival, will run Friday and Saturday. It's put together by the UL Lafayette College of Sciences, the Hilliard University Art Museum, and the Light Center. The keynote speaker on Friday will be Dr. Lawrence Krauss, who has contributed columns for Scientific American, New Scientist, Slate, The New York Times, The Wall Street Journal. He's published numerous books, including The Physics of Star Trek. He will be speaking at the Light Center for this festival, and his talk will begin at 7 o'clock. They suggest that you get there early because seating is limited. Before his talk, there will be a theremin demonstration starting at around 6 o'clock at the Light Center, and then there will be activities all through the afternoon on Saturday at the Light Center. For more information, you can stop by their website or call either the Physics Department or the Hilliard University Art Museum. The Down Syndrome Association of Acadiana will have their 9th annual Buddy Walk this Saturday, October 26th. Registration begins at 9 a.m. And the 1 mile walk kicks off at 9:45 at Park International. So start at 9 o'clock to register and begins at 9:45. For more information, you can go to the dsaa.info site. The Sweet Dough Pie Festival takes place in Grand Coteau this Saturday. It started last year, an amazing festival featuring sweet dough pies. Lots and lots of chefs and amateurs will be there making sweet dough pies. There will be music and storytelling and arts and crafts and demonstrations with blacksmiths and guided tours of the historical churches and schools in that area. That is in Grand Coteau this Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., the Sweet Dough Pie Festival. And if you'd like to know more, the website is sweetdoughgc.com. And at Vermilionville on Saturday, there will be the Boo Bayou trick-or-treat in the historic village. It starts at 10 in the morning and goes until around 3 o'clock. All are invited to come in costume, and there are lots of activities for children, and there will be trick-or-treating in the historic village in costume. And the Lafayette Science Museum hosts the second annual Zombie Walk. It was a huge success. Last year, you're invited to dress in your most gruesome gear and shuffle along the streets of downtown Lafayette on October 26th, this Saturday. The walk is preempted by the Lurch at 4:30, when the rules of the walk will be announced on the lawn of Parc Sanssouci. And the walk, the Zombie Walk, begins at 6 and will end at Parc Sanssouci with an after party. There will be music and there will be a film as well that will take place all downtown this Saturday. UL Lafayette will have a concert on Saturday. Scott Humes on the clarinet and Chung Kiat Lim on piano Saturday, October 26th in Ducre Gilfrey Auditorium at 7:30. So if you're not into the Zombie Walk, you can go to a great concert with clarinet and piano. The play She Still Dreams by Brian Eglin continues this weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday and Sunday at Cité des Arts. In New Iberia, the Envision de Berry Show Tune Sing-Along will take place this Saturday the 26th from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. at Des Amis Dining and Catering in New Iberia. And in St. Landry Parish, the United Way of St. Landry and Evangeline will have a boogie ball gala that will be on Saturday night. And it will be at the Equine Sales of Louisiana, 372 Harry Gilbo Road in Opelousas. For more information, you can go to their website or call the St. Landry Evangeline United Way. And the UL Symphony Halloween Concert will take place on Tuesday, October 29th. 9th in Angèle Hall. Orchestra members will be wearing costumes and the audience is encouraged to show up in their favorite Halloween costumes. Musical highlights include Phantom of the Opera, March to the Scaffold, Ride of the Valkyries, Die Fledermaus, and there will be guest appearances by several of the UL faculty in costume, the dance department, the UL chorus, and the Lafayette Ballet Theater. It's quite an event. Get there early because there are always lines outside Angèle Hall. That's the Tuesday, the 29th at 7:30. All are invited. It's free for 17 and younger and free for all students, UL students, faculty, and staff. On Tuesday the 29th, Louisiana Words will feature comedy, horror, poetry, and fiction in an open mic, and that will all be at Fame Nightlife on Tuesday the 29th. Lots going on in Lafayette, and of course, KRVS's fall fundraiser is happening as well. We hope you have an opportunity to give a call at 482-5787, 482-KRVS. Louisette LeBlanc answering telephones, and we've got some great guests, Ivan and Amanda Klesanen, and their children. Ivan was an engineer with us for a long time and did a great program. The children are here visiting. We hope that if you get a chance, you'll come by and make your contribution to support KRVS during our 50th anniversary. Amazing that KRVS has been on the air since 1963. We only reached six blocks then, but we are celebrating 50 years right now. So please call at 337-482-5787 or make that pledge online at krvs.org. Choose one of our great premiums, but do your part. This is day six of our annual fundraiser, and we count on you. Just like you count on us to be there every day, we're hoping that we can count on you to support the programs that matter so much to you. So please make that call this afternoon or go online or drop your renewal card in the mail if you've gotten that or you have it stacked on your desk waiting. Move it up to the top of the pile and then you'll feel so good the rest of the fundraiser knowing that you've sent your contribution off. 337-482-5787. Get a great t-shirt, $75. That's just about $1.50 a week for all of this programming. We have a wonderful cap, a great, beautiful mug. It's a vermilion red color with the silhouette of an oak tree on it. You can take a look at all of these premiums on our website. So if heading into the news, that's something that you value, that you just couldn't live without in your day, please consider a pledge of support for this program. And we'll be with you through the news, all things considered, until 6 o'clock.